Để chào bài học hôm nay. Hôm nay chúng ta sẽ cùng
Today,
trong phần
we will read in Acts chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. Acts chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. And follow the passage. This one is the word of God. Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's foreknowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but to God. When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And the great fear seized all who heard what had happened. Then some young men came forward, wrapped up his body, and carried him out and buried him. With the title, Sowing by the Flesh. And the key verse is in Galatians chapter 6, verse 8. It's also printed in the bulletin. Let's all read together the key verse, Galatians chapter 6, verse 8. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. A certain heart with God as we listen to the message from our pastor this morning. We would like to invite our pastor to come and share the message. We welcome those who are traveling afar and coming back this morning. And Jenny, Randy, and Jill has travel far and now return home to worship with us. We welcome those coming to us from Canada, the parents of Green. And today we will study together with the title, Sowing in the Flesh. And we have a key verse in Galatians chapter 6 verse 8. Whoever sows to please the flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. And in each one of us, maybe we are, maybe have a desire of the flesh, or we have the desire of the Holy Spirit in us. And according to our choice, our decision, if we sow in the flesh, or if we sow in the Spirit. There's a story of a man met a beautiful young lady at the mall, and immediately he asked for a date. And she said, I'll tell you what, you come to my apartment and I will fix you a nice meal and we will watch television and eat some popcorn together. He said that sounded like a good idea. So he showed up at her home at the appointed time. She greeted him with a big hug and a big kiss at the door. They had a lovely meal together, and everything was going great, when he noticed a picture on the table of a man standing by the sofa they were sitting on. He said, is that your brother? And she said, no. And he said, don't tell me that it's your boyfriend. She said, no. He said, don't tell me if it is your husband. Again, she said, no. He asked in an angry manner, who's in the picture then? She said, Actually, that is a picture of me before I had my sex change operation. He grew up and went we are living in a world that Satan is changing all of the value, true value in marriage. He changes the value of marriage. They can leave the commandment to enter into the marriage of the saints. And they think that God does not prevent us from loving one another. So they can come into this kind of marriage that the Satan has changed the value of marriage. They can come into the activities, morality, the religion that they thought that the religion can make them be saved, but religion cannot be used to save anyone. Then people can have activities in the mind and be deceived by Satan of all that, so that they felt that they're satisfied with their spiritual life. But there is none of that can save us from the power of darkness. And Satan has upside down the value of all of our culture activities, as well as our spiritual. And the verse said that whoever sow by the flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. And this is the deceitfulness of Satan. But whoever sow to please the Spirit only can put our trust in the Lord. What will have the Spirit in them? And the Spirit, sow to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. I want you to think about there are what things in our lives that can make us sold according to our flesh. And if we sow by the flesh, we will reap destruction. Let's pray for kindness. May your His word to lead us, me and you. Ye, our Heavenly Father. We are thankful because you have created the whole universe, this great universe, that we are only a small creation in this small earth. And this earth only is a very small planet in this solar system. The solar system is only something small in the great vastness of this universe. But you have loved us. There is no word that can express your love. But sometimes we have not thought about your love, that you have from heaven come into this world to become a sinner for us. Many times we have not responded to your love. We have made our Holy Spirit be silent. May this time your word to restore our spiritual life while we are, those are far away from us, if we are fallen, if we have been dead, may you lift us up. May you breathe in on us your breath of life. May you lead us this time. May your word put it in my mind and my heart. Teach my son and the body of Christ here, that we can see your way, that we will keep for you more. We are thankful about everything. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We can be fallen into a situation with the two principles that we can learn from the Word of God. The first principle, the two, is based on in Matthew chapter 14 verses. If anyone wants to follow me, must carry the cross and follow me. Do you remember this? It's very familiar. Do you apply this into your life? If anybody wants to be my disciple, deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. I want you and I think about, have we violated this principle? If we violate this principle, we are sowing according to the flesh. The first I want to share with you is violating the principle of denying the self. And the first principle that the Lord is teaching us through those verses, if you want to be my disciple, deny themselves. The congregation, the Lord called someone, and the first principle, that person must deny himself or herself. When he called Abraham, the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. That is the demand of the Lord God on Abraham. God did not choose Abraham because he was a good person. He did not choose Abraham because he has honored the Lord. No, God, Abraham did not know the Lord. He followed his father, go to Mesopotamia, to live. But when his father followed, the Lord called Abraham. You have to leave your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. And we see that Abraham obeyed the Lord. And because of his obedience, that he has become a chosen from there, that he gave birth to a people of Israel, a chosen people of God. Israel is a wonderful selection of children. Only through one person, the appearance of the Israel has been selected from Abraham. When Jesus came on this earth to serve his ministry in Matthew, he met Peter and John. They were fishermen. And the Lord said, follow me, I will guide you to become the fisher of men. And they left their net and followed him. And the principle to denounce must be applied to all who've been called by the Lord. Jesus came in son of Zebedee, that is James and John. They were also fishermen. They called them. He called them. And Matthew, they left their boat immediately and their father to follow Jesus. When Jesus came and saw this one from the Levi looking as a tax collector, immediately he rose up and followed him. To follow Jesus, we have to deny what we have. Deny what we are holding in life. Anyone become my disciple must deny themselves. Deny yourself. It's not just because to be a self of body belly. Deny is real from the desire that we enjoy what the world can bring to us. And so the Lord called each one of us in the body of Christ, in the church, to deny ourselves. And when we think of, are we doing this principle for us? Or are we valid? And we have heard from the pastor in Acts talking about a pair of with the beginning of but. And so now we see the connection between the chapter, between the fourth decision to go something opposite of what we do. Ananias, together his wife Sapphira, are living in the midst of when the Holy Spirit is acting in the first church. So in that first church, nobody can consider their possession is belong to them. And so the Holy Spirit is working that whatever I have is doesn't belong to me, but belong to the church. They belong to the brothers. And whoever has anything, they will sell it and put it at the apostles' feet. so that the apostle can distribute all of these to according to the need of the church at that time. Everybody was moved by the Holy Spirit, being led by the Holy Spirit, and everybody does this. And there is a person who's been and Barnabas was one of them. One of us, the name, the son of comfort. And this person has a piece of land, sold the man and took the money and put at the apostle's feet. Barnabas is not anything special than any other, because this is what the Holy Spirit moved them to do. What the Holy Spirit has moved on each of those following Christ in the first church. But then there is something different here. But there is a name, Ananias, a Tiagis Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. What did they sell? In verse 3, you see that they have sold their piece of land that they own. But they kept behind some part and then took the rest of the money and put it at the feet of the apostle. People with Ananias and Sapphira is living in the church, that the Holy Spirit is working in the heart of everyone, that each individual do not regard their position as belong to them, but belong to the rest of the church. And Ananias and Sapphira saw a property and kept behind some. What does that mean? That making that part is their own private property, belonging. Let's think about it, because we know that the Holy Spirit is working in our church. And if a person attended church, it doesn't mean that that person is being worked on by the Holy Spirit. Just like Ananias and Sapphira, they were among the church that moved by the Holy Spirit. But there is something by Ananias that the Holy Spirit could not act in this realm. That is because of the essence of the flesh. In the nature of the flesh, who is using this? The Satan, the devil, will use it. Each of us has a essence of the flesh, the nature of the flesh. And if that nature of the flesh is not under the governing of the Lord, it will belong to the devil, and the devil can use it to sow into us those acts that violate the principle of the erring of sin. Dear congregation, the devil has deceived the couple here in Ananias. They saw the property kept behind part of the proceeds. The devil is deceiving the feelings of Ananias and Sapphira, and cause that the Holy Spirit is working in many followers of Christ at that time. In verse 4, in chapter 4, Barnabas, a Levite, did not have so much, but he has a possession. And he sold his property, this parcel of land. And Barnabas is not a large piece of land, not that valuable, but this is everything that he has at the time. He sold it and put the money at the apostles' feet so that it could be all the needs of the first day community. And this caused Ananias and whom? A question, a problem, a person like Barnabas that could sell this land to give offer. What about me, Ananias? Why couldn't I do that? And this question that the devil can put into our mind to compare ourselves against others, and came from the nature of the flesh. Other people can do it, what about me? I can do better. The self-adoration will cause us to think that way and cause us to be proud to say that we can do better. And maybe his land is bigger. Ananias' land is bigger, but he did not want it bigger. He kept behind some for himself. And then the rest is put at the foot, even bigger than what Barnabas has. obviously, because these two couples are very rich. This is the trap that the devil has set up for us to fall in. Because with our desire of the flesh, we can easily fall into this trap. To keep behind heart, this is the accounting by the nature of our flesh. How about keeping behind heart? In the old version. And so Ananias is planning that with his wife to keep behind. That means there is an agreement between this couple that they will want to keep behind. This is not some innocent mistake, but this is intentional. Intentional act that fear has revealed. How is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied and Ananias has planned to keep behind and talk to his wife about this? And the devil will use our flesh, our desire flesh, to talk among ourselves. And then we will keep behind something for us instead of giving everything to the Lord. And when Paul was called, he wrote in Galilee, I will not discuss with my flesh. I will not discuss with my own thoughts. I call, I walk and run according to the Holy Spirit. And so everyone must have that kind of attitude. Do not discuss with your flesh. Live ourselves up to the Lord. Because if we keep part of Ananias, not just because of selfishness, if selfishness, he did not sell part, it's all his land. But the one that the devil is deceiving, that is, they have lacked a trust. They thought that, well, keep something for myself, and anything that happens, I can use it to address emotions for myself. Because our need, their needs will not be met by the apostle. Our desire of flesh has been deceived by Satan to reject the word of the Holy Spirit. Then Ananias has fallen into this trap. And then Peter has rebuked them. Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit? Each of us has a the desire of the flesh. And remember, if this desire of the flesh does not under the sovereign, under the supervise of our Lord Jesus Christ, then the devil will take advantage of that. I have read for the three Vietnamese, Mr. Dobasi, Mr. C, and then Mr. H, and then Mr. T. Let's call them. And C and H and T met in Hanoi and talking about a robbery. And after they have succeeded with this robbery, they hide themselves and came to a different town to hide. And they rented a room so that they can divide up this robbery. It's a very big money that they were able to rob. And after they come to the room, and Mr. C and H talk to Mr. T, why don't you go out and buy some food for us, some wine, so we can celebrate this achievement that we have from this robbery. And Mr. T happily went out and buy the food. And Mr. C and H remain in the room and talk to each other. When Mr. T came back, we will kill him. And so when we divide, only divide into two parts, not three parts. And so they agreed to do that. And so Mr. T came back with the food. And Miss and every C and H was eat all the food while Mr. T is working in the kitchen. And C and H went to the kitchen and strangled Mr. T in the kitchen and killed him. And then they succeeded. Their desire, the flesh, has been used. They thought that now the robbery The plunder is only divided in half. But now they feel like something in their stomach. They feel hurt even more. But they could not call emergency because they are the robbers. They do not want to be discovered. They hurt so much and hurt. And they say, please help us. And somebody hurt them. And they call the emergency and open the door and call up the police. Everybody came into that place. And they came. And there are three corpses lying there. One was strangling. That's like strangling. The other two was poisoned to death. That means Mr. T, when he bought the food, he think that I can put in poison in there to kill the other one, and then all the plunder will belong to me. Dear congregation, the flesh causes us to do that. Cause will listen to the trap of Satan to do any kind of evil things. If we sow by the flesh we will reap destruction. And the Lord is rebuking us to remind us we have a flesh. We have a body. If we are not surrendering to the Lord, then the devil will use it and take advantage to deceive us. Then we will be falling into this event, just like Ananias and Sapphira in the story. They've been deceived by the devil. I want to do something for the Lord so that I can be famous among the apostles and the prophets. But it didn't come from the Holy Spirit. This ideas that Sapphira and Ananias had came from the desire of the flesh. Peter said, before, these belong to you, right? Even after you sold it, it belongs to you. After that, when you sold it, you can give everything. 2, 3, 5, 10. Doesn't matter. It's all upon your decision. But the condition. The devil has inserted themselves to deceive them. And to lie to Peter and the apostle. If we sow by the flesh, we will reap destruction. And no, the devil is changing our worship become a religious activity. Many Christians and saying, Sunday I will go to worship. Jesus did not die for us just to go to church. And Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins. So that our role to look for a servant when we restore. But we use the religious activity. I have achieved the word of the Lord by going to the church. The devil can deceive everybody. Our prayer that we call unto the Lord is not as important as our breath. It is just something to calm all the need of this world, of this body. When we breathe, what do? You breathe in and then you breathe out. Can you only breathe out? Can you only breathe in? Only? No. And prayer is our breath. We are pleasing the Lord. And then the Lord will also want to please us. A prayer is just like a breath. Because it's a two-way. It's breathing and breathe out. We receive the air, but we give all our carbon dioxide outside the congregation. If we pray to just call for our need only, we would just breathe out only too. And so not just pray because of our need, but pray to know the will of God for us so that I can respond to the will of God for my life. The church is working that we are working receive that the furniture, that the property no longer belongs to a particular person, but the devil has deceived Ananias and Sapphira. They kept me room. May we remind that we be careful not to be falling into the trap. And the second principle that we are reminded in that chapter, whoever follows must deny themselves and carry the cross and follow me. And the second principle, to carry the cross. But we are thinking that, are we violating this principle of taking up the cross? And then he has violated principle number two. And so Peter asked him, Ananias, how is it that something has so filled your heart? And that the principle the Lord has set for us is to take up the cross. It has a meaning. What does it mean? Take up the cross. Paul gave us of this in carrying the cross in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ and no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life now I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That is the definition of taking on cross. And so we have to have the similar definition, carrying the cross. And you say, that means I do not live for myself. Because it is to take up the cross means to let, to nail on the cross with our desire on the cross, with Christ. And I've said many times, every punishment, is, we can do it to ourselves. Or when we want to use a gun to kill ourselves, we can do it. We can drink a poison to kill ourselves. Or when we can hang ourselves by the rope, we can do it. But nobody, but kill ourselves by death on the cross. Somebody else must do it for us. We can go and put our hand, second hand we can. So the punishment on the cross must be somebody must act it on for us. We couldn't do it ourselves. And so when we say we are nailing our desire on the cross, not I can do it myself, but the Lord is nailing my desire on the cross of Christ. In Ephesians chapter 5 and 6, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in the transgression. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 2 verse 5 and 6. Jesus made us alive with Christ. If the Lord did not nail our desire in Christ, then you and I cannot live for Christ. Because we couldn't do this ourselves. And so we have to remember, when someone has been nailed to the cross with Christ, we let the Lord govern ourselves, our thoughts, our mind, our heart. If we've been governed under the power of Holy Spirit and sleep and cannot immediately can govern that person, that means what? That means the attack of the Satan on our desire. That could not happen. So we could not be attacked. Each day, Satan will make us to depend on our flesh, on our desire. But the more when we are tempted little by little each day, someday we will fall into a trap. Because we are looking back in Ananias and Sapphira has been sold the idea of keeping back from that I also can do something more than Barnabas. And then so, then they were deceived by the devil. They sold their property, but kept behind part of the proceeds and the congregation. And the name of Sapphira has been using this from their heart. They kept behind. They lied with the Holy Spirit, with the apostle, that they did not know that they are lying to the Holy Spirit. And what Anani did was to cover up with the act from the apostle and the apostle. But there is a God that can look deep inside our thoughts and mind and ego. He did not lie just to men, but to the Holy Spirit. In January, in 1981, in Los Angeles, they discovered this luggage very big, but nobody wanted to clean it. And finally, they opened up this luggage and saw that there's a corpse of a girl, of a woman. They didn't know who this person is. And finally, after their investigation, they found the family of this girl. Then the husband is an Iranian who is living in the U.S. And they find a way to make the wife to reunite, but there was different. They did not get approved yet. And the wife decided to make a decision, as a risky one, is to put herself into the luggage, and her friends will send this luggage to the U.S. without any receipt address. Then there's a simple one that if I come to America, then I can meet my husband. That's what she thought. And in those on the airplane, and she had passed away. And all this TSA, they could not explain what had happened. Why couldn't luggage, why did this appear and came without anybody claiming it? Maybe you are living in your home with the experience. Sometime we are not, you're not on the door. And give us some pamphlets talking about Jesus, right? Most of them are from the Jehovah Witness. Jehovah Witness, when they knock on the door, and when we open the door, and we give us some books and pamphlets, and if you refuse, they put your foot into your door, so you cannot close the door on them. That's why you have to do that, to put their foot in the door so we couldn't close the door. So then they will try to best to give us the books and the pamphlets. The wrong thing that gentlemen, we have been sold because we can give pamphlets to others. That's how they are saved. They are alive. If the more pamphlets they can distribute, then they complete the responsibility given by God to them. And the second area in Jehovah's Witness, whoever's in this, they will be saved. Then 144,000 written in Revelation is talking about Jehovah's Witness and the congregation. In my life, in yours, when our door is open for the Satan to come, they will put their foot there so that we could not close the door on them, on the devil. And by with a few from the ideas came from the devil, then we start to have disappointment, criticize the preacher. Why do you preach so long? Or we come to argument them to have problems with our brother and sister. I do this, but why didn't we do that? But actually, my work is much harder than the others. Why? I'm not as honest my others. Or why they are tricking me. Things like that. There is something that caused us to have bitterness among ourselves and all the busyness of life. And when we are told to our friend outside, that causes us to drop the worship on Sunday, to drop the relationship with us. And Satan has used all of that opportunities to deceive us. And each one, only a small thing a day. And so, and even each day, it becomes conceiving into an action. And the two principles that Jesus loved is denying ourselves is a principle. And the second, to take up the cross. May we recognize these two principles that we do not honor them as we follow Jesus. The third point I want to say about the consequence of violating these consequences. That is, this consequence of sowing by the Spirit is to harvest this portion. In verse 5, Ananias fell down and died. And they were all afraid of what has happened. Ananias' effort is to cover up with the apostles and others, but it's not that they are lying to Holy Spirit. And what happened? The consequence is that they have been killed. And during this time, Sapphira was not there. Sapphira was somewhere. But when she came, and she also has the opportunity to repent of her error, her mistake, her sin. And last week we learned about the repenting late. When aging has enough time to doctrine, to go by and investigate about keeping the things that are dedicated to other gods. And though he was pointed out, so the family of Kesmet, Limit has been pointed out whose Achan belonged to them. John Achan was pointed out. He has kept for himself some devoted things to other gods. And the same, and he said, it was discovered, then he told him, I have made a sin. And that time, Joshua has stoned Achan and his family because of the late repentance. And here, the wife of Ananias has the opportunity to repent, but she did not. And the consequence is she fell down and died. And today, you and I maybe are very fortunate. We still have the opportunity. But maybe we have not repented yet. Maybe a person has fell already. When a person fell, that person has failure. That cannot conquer the devil's scheme. And the previous lesson know that if we do not be equipped with the whole armor of God to stand firm, we will fall. And all the lesson know that if we do not pray each day so that the enemy will retreat, we fail. And so, in our mind, we may not be dead yet. We already fallen. And the creation, there are Christians today. They have died. What is die? Die means separated from God. The death of the body, that means the soul, has departed. The life that God gives has departed. Spiritual life is that when we die spiritually, we have a separation with God. And the death of the spirit is the ever separation from God, our Creator. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, do not eat this fruit, you will fall. When they ate it, they did not die. But spiritually, they are dead. And because of spiritually dead, separated, and they were threw out of the gardens and the congregation. A spiritually dead is what the Lord, that means. That soul cannot reconnect it to the Lord. And so we are thinking about, are we keeping our relationship with our Creator? And Friday, I attended the convention there by the Methodist there at one of the church in Denver, Vietnamese church. I have heard a message of the opening, and there is some example. He was living in a story of living in a desert, had not come to the city, and somebody invited him to town to rent a room in the hotel, and when he opened the closet, the water come out. Oh, he was so happy. He'd never seen such a thing. And he asked around, where did you buy this sink and faucet? And said, oh, it's easy. It's out in the hardware store. And go there, and when you bring it home. And so he took many, took to the desert. And he is skillful. And he built a room and build the faucet there. And that he opened up, nothing happened. Because they are not connected to any source of water. The problem is that we have to connect to the source of water. The Christian men have all the activity, but they're not connect with the Holy Spirit. Then we are the same way. We receive nothing. A life of a Christian that does not connect with the Holy Spirit, then we not can be sold to please the Spirit. If we die spiritually, our soul will die. Though we die in the body, but this spirit is connected to the Lord, they will have everlasting life. And Jesus told us to Matthew. Jesus said in John chapter 11, verse 25 to 26, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe that? And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Whoever die will live. But before that, we have a connection, a relationship with the one who gives life. May the Lord help us so that we always connect with the Holy Spirit, because we will sow to please the Holy Spirit. If we sow to please the Spirit, we will reap everlasting life. There is a Swiss scientist. He is very famous in the area of geology. He is very famous and successful. And he came to Europe. He has a very simple life. He is very successful. And he can cause him to find a lot of money. But his life is something. And then he gave all his money to the poor. And he put all his a lot of work into a researcher, and many asked him, Dr. Gasser, with your talent, why did you choose a more comfortable? Because you can find so much money for yourself. And Gasser's answer, what I already have. I do not have time to enjoy myself. The life is not long enough so that they can make rich for themselves and also find something to help the people. I only can choose one. Either make a lot of money or do a lot of research. And this will remind us, the life is not long enough to live for the world and also live for the Lord. We have to make a decision. The wages of sin is death. And whoever sold by those life will be destructed. But the everlasting, if anyone sold by the Spirit and by the Holy Spirit will have everlasting life. What is our decision? We are choosing life or death. We will sow by the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sold to please the Holy Spirit will reap everlasting life. May the Lord bless each one of us. Let's all say we'll read together the key verse of this lesson to remind of ourselves to make the right decision for ourselves. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Thank you, Lord, for this lesson. You know that whoever sows by the flesh will reap destruction. So you have given us the Holy Spirit. And we are taught that whoever reaps is sown by the Spirit will reap eternal life. Dear Lord, you let us be reminded that our life, that we examine ourselves, and today, what are we sowing today? To the flesh or to the Spirit? Can you remind us, remember that have we violated the principle to deny ourselves that we've been taught by Jesus? And if anyone to follow Jesus must deny themselves. And also you remind us that we can violate the second principle to carry the cross, take up the cross, to follow Christ. Are we daring to let God deal our desires to cross with Christ? Ananias of fear is reminding us. Though we live in the religious activity here, but if the flesh has not been nailed to the cross, we only become the instrument of the devil. May the Lord give us that we will not rely on religious activity, will not rely on the religious, what role we have in the church, but may we rely on the Holy Spirit so that in our sowing, we are pleasing to the Holy Spirit. We are thankful, Lord. We are thankful for this reminder. May you give us the power to act out your commandment. We are thankful very much, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.